Blog Talk Radio.
Does the gaming ever stop?
Oh, okay. Well, that's true.
The gaming never stops.
Never.
Yay! Yes, I'm overcompensating. We're both sick or something. I don't know. it's called the gaming virus.
It's infected us.
Oh, don't say that word. Don't say that word. That's too close to being a zombie.
Oh, yeah. This is how it begins. Flu-like symptoms.
Barricade your windows. We're coming. So, this is the Thursday edition of Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger.
And that is a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to be following us on Twitter. Geek Girl Diva just posted the most amazing picture of a Stay Puft Marshmallow Snowman. I love it. Oh, I should probably tell her we're passing around her picture. But I'll tell her later. She won't be upset. So, apparently my voice is not wanting to hold, Ginger. We're in trouble already.
Oh, no.
So you go first. Tag, you're it.
Oh, that's low. Okay. All right. I'm sure some of y'all have heard about Vindictus, maybe. I don't know. You know,
I have.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Blood Lord invades Vindictus starting January 19th. The Blood Lord rises to wreak terror upon the people of Colhyn and Vindictus. Next on America's award-winning physics-based action MMORPG. The bravest mercenaries of Vindictus are being charged to band together against the Blood Lord in the mission shadowed by darkness.
Ha!
Oh, yes. Blood Lord is the most challenging raid boss to come to Vindictus so far. Up to 6 mercenaries can join together to face him, but bringing him to submission will require every trick in the book due to his devastating arsenal of attacks. Oh, this sounds good. Known to some as the Nightmare of Enlai, the Blood Lord moves with cunning speed across the map. He'll periodically rise above the battlefield and rain fire down on players, but don't stand too close to him for long because he also has devastating melee claw attacks. And if that wasn't enough, the Blood Lord can disappear in a cloud of smoke and move around vampire-like as a host of bats. That is cool. Players must be at least level 45 to face the Blood Lord, but those who are victorious against him will be able to craft the coveted Nightmare Armor set. Oh, that's hot. Also releasing in the January 19th content update are all new hairstyles, face paint, and body tattoos in the cash shop. For those of y'all who have not played this game, it's free to play, and it's awesome. There's nothing better than being able to curb stomp someone in a game.
Curb stomp? Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. It's there. It's beautiful. Head over to Vindictus, VINDICTUS.com. And if you happen to like Facebook, maybe you're addicted to it, they also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Vindictus.
Well, I have the most interesting news ever.
Oh?
Yes, because this is a story we've talked about before, or a game we announced before, that I'm going to say we're going to take complete credit for doing this. Enemies worldwide are trembling in fear as Pocket God on Facebook surpasses 100,000 monthly active users. You remember us talking about Pocket God?
Oh, yes, yes. I've not visited my pygmies in a day or two. I need to do that.
Pocket God comes from Firma Studios, who's an award-winning multi-platform game developer based in Quebec It's not Quebec, people. It's pronounced Quebec. They've announced today, again, its Facebook version, because they have more than one version of Pocket God, already reached their 100,000 monthly active users milestone that they've set. It was originally developed by Bolt, created for Apple iPhone and iPod Touch. And the first, the Facebook version of Pocket God is a brand new way to experience the colorful, death-inducing, all-powerful, and hilarious universe of Pocket God. And it's one of the most popular games in iPhone history, apparently. So apparently it also has all new socially integrated features, episodic updates, and a host of hilarious ways to both dispose of and resurrect the immortal pygmies of each island. The Facebook iteration of Pocket God offers a fresh experience for both fans of the mobile versions as well and those looking for an omnipotent new twist on online social gaming. And here's just a few statistics for you. Since the game moved into beta on December 20th, which is around the time we announced it, they're saying 85,000 players have created accounts and sacrificed over 7.5 million pygmies, more than the entire population of Massachusetts. Nearly half, 46% of the Pocket God players are from the U.S., and close to 300,000 Facebook friends have been sacrificed. 60,000 of those have had their head eaten by a shark. I love this game. Again, you can become your own Pocket God. Amazing. You know what that says? Americans have a God complex. Okay, so you can get your own pocket, become your own Pocket God at apps.facebook.com, of course, Pocket God. And you can also visit Frima Studios at Frima Studios, or just FrimaStudio.com for more information. Yay!
Yeah, Corey may or may not be running around my screen right now with a shark on top of her.
Oh, thank you so much. I am honored.
Yes.
I am honored.
Mm-hmm. It's a very fun game, people. Very
7.
Fun.
7.5 million pygmies. You people out there are sick. Really sick.
We love it. We
notice
love
I don't include myself in that.
No, I'm not sick. I'm creative in the way that I kill them. It's great. All right. Casually excellent Lawnmower Kids available at the inception of the Mac App Store. Lawnmower Kids has been launched as one of the first applications in the Mac App Store. Oh, with the names Dohi, Sweden is proud to release the iOS casual game success Lawnmower Kids in a digital download channel that boasts a staggering 1 million downloads within 24 hours of its first inception. Lawnmower Kids is a lawn mowing game that will have you control three kids on three different types of mowers, cutting grass while I don't know, cutting grass while beating the clock in a stunning visual environment populated by engaging characters. The game is action-packed but still totally non-violent, so it's suitable for players of all ages. Says it's an addictive and imaginative cutting-edge game, and it should certainly beat the actual act of mowing a lawn.
I don't want to mow my real lawn. Why would I want to mow a fake one?
Looks like you get to use three different mowers.
Oh, that's bad.
Work out the best strategies to cut the grass, avoiding hedges, trees, bushes, and... Well, it says grovel, but I'm going to say gravel, without upsetting neighbors or household pets that may attack. Lots of in-game humor springs up from fun animations and surprising chains of events. All right, so 21 Lawns to Mow, original soundtrack, lots of humor, increasing difficulty, increasing pace. Avoid cats, dogs, flower settings, football players, party guests, and grumpy old Joe. Collect Mr. Moments, coveted medals by beating set times for each level. And it's over. Oh, they do have a Facebook, and that's facebook.com/lawnmowerkids. Or you can friend Dohi Sweden on Facebook, or look, go to lawnmowerkids.com for more information. Maybe you can find some pictures.
Boo.
Yeah.
We here in Texas, we have huge lawns, so this is not a fun thing.
No, and we mow them, and it's like triple-digit heat. You don't want to do that. It's hot. Mm-hmm. Now, and the mosquito's big enough to carry you away.
Unless that's part of the game, that might be funny.
That could be.
Yeah, we've just redesigned your game. There's your patch. Aha. So, we've been following this story for you as well. Gamer's Voice, Parliament Day, apparently was a huge success. with politicians of all three main political parties attending to play the games with Gamer's Voice on the Xbox 360, PlayStation, and Nintendo Wii. They're saying Mr. John Whittingale, Ed Vasey, Luciana Berger, Clive Betts, Pete Davidson, Don Foster, Dr. Julian Herbert, Karen Lumley, Jason, good God, a lot of people. all of these apparently are politicians. They all made appearances at the event. They're saying that if you were, you even got to see John Whittingale and Don Foster throwing punches at each other, playing the Kinect Sports boxing game. All the MPs, they're saying all the MPs left with positive words. They're saying, well done to Gamer's Voice for organizing such a good event, and it was the best event I've ever been to in Parliament so far in 2011, I imagine so, playing games while at work. Government Minister Ed Vasey told the press his view on the event was that he thinks it's inspired. It was an inspired idea. It's an inspired idea to set it up. The video games industry was also well represented, with Ian Livingstone, OBE, Miles Jacobson, and John Hare all attending. They're saying they also had a couple of people from BAFTA attending as well. The gaming charity that was also their special effect also successfully showcased their eye controlling technology software to the MPs. And this particular technology was the one we were talking about that allows people with severe disabilities to play games. Hello, am I talking?
Yeah. Sorry.
Stop it, Jen. Stop doing the pygmies.
I'm not doing the pygmies.
Okay, apparently William Zonigan of Special Effect spoke positively of Gamer's Voice Parliamentary Games Day. He said, we're delighted to have been invited by Gamer's Voice to attend Parliamentary Games Day and to help promote the positive image of gaming. It was a great opportunity to meet and talk with all of the MPs as well as members of the games industry, even though we had some trouble shifting from some MPs from the eye-controlling peggle. See, addictive. The event was a big step in creating a better understanding of video games and breaking down some misconceptions about a subject which, as a games charity, we know is incredibly important to many. I think we really do need something like that here, especially with Miss What's-Her-Face we were talking about yesterday. And I do have a letter for her that will be going up later. And if you listen to the show later tonight, it's probably going to be a free-for-all. Yeah. But anyway,
to hold Corey back.
Hey, not just me. You know, all of them.
Yes, very true.
And if you want to learn more about Gamer's Voice and maybe talk to them, maybe they can help us get something like that started over here with our own politicians, gamersvoice.org.uk. And if you're saying, why don't you guys do it? We might. We just might.
Yeah, might as well. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, we need to get – I'll save this for later. Anyway.
All right. Well, if you're Friday night's coming, you need something to do. Poker night is now available. Sit down and ante up. It's poker night. Enjoy over 30 different poker games with your friends or by yourself. Includes such favorites as Five Card Draw, Texas Hold'em, Omaha, Baseball, Follow the Queen, Badoogie, I hope I say that right, and many, many more. Play with up to 6 of your friends online or against the competitive AI. Choose from 4 different currencies to suit your taste: dollars, euros, pounds, and yen. Multiple stakes to choose from, limit, no limit, spread limit, and pot limit options.
All just wrong.
Oh. Dealer choice, horse, high-low, only, extra, play the way you want to play. Player statistics tracking, real-time chip trays, and full avatar support. They do have a video up on YouTube. Just search for Poker Night. It's also out on the Xbox Live Marketplace right now. Look up Poker Night. It's by Pouncing Kitten Games, is a developer of fun and unique games for the PC and Xbox 360.
Pouncing Kitten Games
is who's developing this. But they did not tell me how many Xbox Live points or anything else that this game is going for. So if you're into poker, you want that kind of thing, it looks like you're up to yourself to find out how much it is. Sorry, guys.
And some people will. I know some people very heavily addicted to poker. That's what happened to poker in Second Life, if you want to know. People were losing real money. Careful, people. Don't spend up all your money. Well, wait a minute. I do have a story for you. I swear I do. Apparently, Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock Remember you were talking about that yesterday? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Well, apparently, both headliners from Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock, Megadeth's Sudden and Soundgarden's Black Rain, were both nominated for Grammy Awards. Hmm. So in celebration of these artists' nominations, Black Rain is now free. Free to download to Guitar Hero to Guitar Hero's over 2 million Facebook fans. They have been nominated for Best Metal Performance and Best Hard Rock Performance, respectively, at the 53rd Grammy Awards. This was inspired by and composed exclusively for and debuted in the game. Sudden Death marks the first time an original track created for a video game has been nominated by the Recording Academy for such a prestigious award. Again, to commemorate these, they're offering a free MP3 of Soundgarden's Black Rain, the previously recorded song that was finished for inclusion in Guitar Hero's Warriors of Rock. Come on, boy, stay with me. the free download will begin Friday, which is tomorrow, January the 14th, at approximately 5:01 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and in Sunday, the 16th, January 2011, at 16:59 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Can you figure out what time that is for us? For more information on the free download, please visit facebook.guitarhero and facebook.com/guitarhero. I am having issues. What did I just say? Oh, yeah, you can go to Facebook and get information on it. That's a whole bunch of information. This is really, really a big deal since it's the first time a game track was nominated. I, of course, tried to get you all involved in getting Date My Avatar some airplay, but nobody wanted to jump on that. But maybe next time.
That would be awesome.
And this is also a very good move for Activision. I was going to say Harmonix, but I forgot. They split off from Harmonix a while ago. So, no, it's not good for Harmonix. Sorry, guys. Good luck.
Hmm. Well, all right. Well, I've got a good story about gamers doing good. I always love these stories. Love them, love them, love them. Runes of Magic online game to help victims of the Queensland flood. A Queensland-based game publisher to donate money from in-game purchases starting this weekend. Queensland-based game developer and publisher N3V Games has announced that they will begin donating 50% of revenues for each purchase that players make on special in-game items for their free-to-play online game, Runes of Magic. The special charity event kicks off at 12 a.m. Saturday, January 15th, and finishes at midnight on Sunday, January 23rd. Players of Runes of Magic can do their bit to help victims of the flood by buying the Star Mount permanent or Flame Mount permanent for their in-game character. The mount costs 225 diamonds, about $12, and N3V Games will donate 50% of all revenues for each mount sold to the Queensland Premier's Flood Relief Appeal. So that's pretty awesome. They say, as a Queensland company, we have many guys living in Brisbane who have been affected by the floods. This charity event is our way of showing our support for all of those affected by these unfortunate events. That's pretty awesome. So if you want to find out more about Runes of Magic, you can head over to runesofmagic.com.au. Or if you want to read more about the flood, you can head over to gld.gov.au/floods.
Hmm. Queensland flood. I'm sorry to say I don't know anything about that.
Oh, yes, and I'll tell you, big deal.
Bad. It's in Australia. You know, I should probably know something about that. I have relatives there. I'm going to make a call today. I'm awful. Well. This comes to us from our friends over at Game Politics. Rapid Cheer, you guys know who Rapid Cheer is. Everybody should know who Rapid Cheer is saying they might sue Piracy Report publisher for defamation. A Swiss-based cyber locker company, Rapid Cheer, is on the warpath this week after research reported from the brand protection company, Mark Monitor, branded it as the leading digital piracy site with 13 billion page visits each year. Rapid Cheer says it might sue. The company is agitated by the report because it has worked hard over the last year to combat digital piracy by working closely with right holders. The company even implemented a variety of takedown tools and measures similar to what YouTube uses. When it had to, the company also went to court to clear its name. It's won cases in the U.S. and German courts. Those courts ruled that RapidShare is a legal business, but those efforts have not stopped trade groups such as RIAA and MPAA from marking Rapture as one of the largest piracy havens. The research report from Mark Monitor simply threw gas on the fire. Honestly, that's kind of like you suing the car owner because somebody used the car to rob a bank. It's really not something that they can, they can control it to a degree, but come on. Oh, people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can read more about this over at, ironically, Torrent Freak. It comes via Game Politics from Torrent Freak. So go and check that out and weigh in. Let them know what you think. Tell them we sent you, though. Make sure you tell them we sent you over. What you got, Jen? What you got?
I have got Kingdom of Hearts Recoded out tomorrow across Europe and PAL territories. I know we talked about this a couple of days, but they are wanting people to know about this. This is exclusively for the Nintendo DS system, and it's available tomorrow, January 14th, 2011. Jiminy Cricket is looking over the journal he used to document his first adventure with Sora when he discovers a mysterious message. He didn't write it, so how did it get there? King Mickey is determined to find out, so he and his friends decide to digitize the journal and delve into its deepest secrets. Inside this datascape dwells a second Sora, who is about to embark on a grand adventure of his own. Well, that sounds kind of neat. Set after the conclusion of Kingdom Hearts 2, Kingdom Hearts Recoded offers an exciting new adventure as you revisit events and characters from the previous Kingdom Hearts. In order to solve the mystery discovered by Jiminy Cricket, with new games, a variety of different play systems, and a custom avatar system, Kingdom Hearts Recoded looks set to be another colorful and fun-filled Kingdom Hearts adventure. That's kind of neat. So if you want to find out more about this, you can head over to KingdomHeartsRecoded.com.
Well, I just wanted to let you guys know really quickly, we have Dead Space 2 launch trailer up in about 50 seconds. But, and I mean, stop, breathe. And also the Kingdom Hearts that Ginger was just speaking about, there's some excellent screenshots. You can check those out on the site as well. Lovely, lovely screenshots. Gosh, so much game media today. However, I had another game conference for you. Aha, there it is.
Another one?
It's probably good. It's actually the same one, but they keep releasing more news. They really want you guys to come out to these things. They really, really want you. Apparently, Tom Dubois of OnLive is sharing his vision of the possibilities of cloud computing, which is due to be debuted at the Festival of Games 2011. Last June at the Festival of Games, this technology was about to be launched, and since then, four companies have entered the market. Cloud computing applied to video games unleashes totally new business models and new types of games never seen before. OnLive was the first company to enter this market, and now 6 months after the initial release and experience with cloud games, Tom is considered a senior expert in his field. Cloud-based gaming is not just about moving the game from the desktop to centralized servers. He says, as inherently as online platforms, the cloud enables new social functionality and enhances a developer's ability to build more direct relationships with consumers. Perhaps most importantly, a cloud-based platform can leverage investments in existing technology, thus minimizing incremental development expense. Yay. Now, cloud gaming development allows developer to start developing just the first couple of levels, and as these become more successful, it's easier, much easier to exchange the one binary in the cloud, then migrate thousands of thousands of desktops with different operating systems, good God, to the new version of the game, which will consequently require less customer support, which is just meaning we're going to be able to offer you episodic games based on how much you like it, which could be both good and bad. So you can check out more of this at the Festival of Games, which is going to take place. Yes, another conference, April 28th and 29th at the Netherlands people, I'm sorry, Jabers in Utrecht. Yeah, y'all know how to pronounce it. I don't.
Come on, Corey. You know how to do it. You can do it.
I'm not.
You got
not.
People who cut you if you don't.
I know. They're going to cut me anyway, so they feel like it. Apparently, the 2010 event attracted over 2,000 visitors with 180 companies from 25 countries, and they're saying the Festival of Games is the most effective games industry event that combines a conference, an international matchmaking event called Pitch and Match, a business expo for trade visitors, and the largest games industry career fair in all of Europe. The conference is powered by gamesindustry.biz this particular year. And they're saying it's titled this year Athlete Games Anywhere. So you can go and check that out. I would love to go. That's my birthday. I would like to go.
Hint, hint, hint.
Hint, hint, hint.
She gets to go on a go.
Well, if I go, you're going. We're all going.
But, ooh, that'd be nice.
There'll be a big kaboom as soon as we step off the plane, though. I shouldn't say that. You know, it could be taken the wrong way. I mean, because we're just so awesome.
You can't have that much awesomeness in one place. The world would just implode.
Yes. Gosh, you have to correct it before the FBI shows up. Okay. What you got to do?
I think they're knocking on my door. All right. Exciting new EPL game, Fantasy Bet 11, opens online for Facebook. You casual football players. Hardcore casual football lovers can jump right into the betting action and win big.
It's going to be bad.
Mm-hmm. Just can't get enough footy? hold on. I got to recover from that. All right. We made the answer for fans obsessed with football, and it can be played online from anywhere. With a newly designed interface and an easy-to-follow setup, building a team in the new Fantasy Bet 11 for Facebook is the fastest way to get into intense league betting where players can win big. Whether the player has a preference for a team or individual players, there's plenty of ways to predict, haggle, and cheer on their favorites to a victory week after week. Using results from the English Premier League, EPL, players draft real players onto their teams and change their lineup to the moment the game begins based on the hottest news stories of the week available right on their roster page. Players can easily jump into the game on Facebook without setting up or registering a special account and then can invite friends to unlock new betting methods such as group bets, lineup forecasting, and win-draw-loss predictions. Fantasy Bet 11 offers EPL fans a ton of gameplay features that many other fantasy football games do not. Advance in level by clearing missions and winning bets to unlock additional modes to play that offer a variety of rewards and more competition. All right, so if you're into the whole fantasy football thing, want to get into that, head over to facebook.com/fantasybet11.
Well, that's going to be a whole lot of people broke.
Wow. I'm just telling you about it, people. I'm not telling you to do it. Just so you know, when you go broke, don't sue me.
I'm going to run away. Well, we got some interesting apitalism. Is that what they want to call it? Apitalism. Apitalism.com has launched two new innovative payment options for users of their service, as well as being able to pay for app and content downloads using a credit or debit card on their site or from a mobile device. Apitalism consumers now have the option of using PayPal. Oh, you're so late. Or ACH, which is electronic check processing, and automated clearinghouse too. The ECP/ACH allows U.S. consumers to purchase content using their bank account directly by entering their routing number, sort code, and bank account number details into Apitalism's secure checkout. A recurring billing via PayPal and payment using bank account details on mobile devices are examples of new innovations in mobile payment implementations that provide Apitalism users with even more ways to purchase content from the site. All of these billing options can be used to pay for one-off, or for us American people, one-time premium content downloads, as well as to purchase an Apitalism store value loyalty card called App Card, or to subscribe to join the consumer app club. Apitalism customers can use any of these billing options to purchase from the service's catalog of over 5 million premium apps, songs, books, games, video games, compatible with a broad range of digital devices, including smartphones, tablets, PCs, and ebook readers. You guys may want to be careful using this. I'm not saying it's not safe, but as always, be careful when entering your credit card information, especially on your cell phone, and especially if you can't keep up with your cell phone. Mm-hmm. If you've lost more than one cell phone in the past year,
probably not be something you want to do.
No, not at all. Got kids in your house that are teenagers? Not a good idea.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, take your phone, buy up a bunch of music, transfer it to their phone, and you don't even know what happened. So keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. It is time for us to take a break before you jump into it. But what are you going to say? What are you going to talk about?
I was going to talk about Rally Master, and I might have some news about a Second Life game that people might want to play.
Oh, yes. So you guys, we'll see you guys after the break. If you're listening live, download to hear the rest. Bye. Funny, I know hundreds and thousands of people jumped when I did that. That's good. That's good fun right there.
That's so mean.
Hey, got to get my dollars where I can.
We'll see what I got to work with every day.
Don't let her fool you. She loves me. Okay, people who are messaging me via my phone, where is the Dead Space trailer? It is up. I promise. It's there. It's not my problem if your computer's slow or you don't, you know, it's not my fault. It's there.
Reload your browser.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Front page of GameAndAtrix.com. Scroll to the bottom. There it is. And there's a story about it, too. So you have no excuse. Go to the Lunch with Corey and Ginger page. There it is, right there.
Ooh. See, you told y'all in trouble.
That's right. Did you hear the snap? That is right.
No, yeah. She totally got the whole Z-snap going on.
That's right. Get it together, people. Okay.
And hip and everything.
That's right. Okay, what do you got? What do you got? Tell them about the game. Tell them about the game.
All right. And I'm almost for certain I know which game you're talking about. Assassin's Grid. Live for a purpose, die for a cause. Oh, yes, this is in Second Life, people. This is a FPS RPG kind of game. It's awesome. Anywhere in SL you want to be, say you got to go shopping, you're shopping, you can be killing people. You're wandering around just exploring. You could be killing people. Oh, it's a beautiful game. And they've got a new release, well, an expansion coming to their game. It's called Armageddon, and Phase 1 is already live. You can create teams, build buildings, take people out. It's crafting. It's everything. It's FPS. Whack them with a stick. It doesn't matter. There's napalm. Oh, I love it, girl. I'm telling you. And this covers all of SL. There's not just like one teeny little grid where, like, say, 100 people play. This is everywhere. And they've already got, since the release in November 19th, over 2,000 players. Oh, yes.
Wow.
This is crazy. And best yet, oh, yes, I got to so wave my girl flag. It's created by a girl. By a girl. Oh, awesome. So for those of y'all Second Life players, or maybe those of you who haven't quite, you know, gotten over on the Second Life bandwagon, you so totally should. So great. Assassin's Grid. You got to head over there. It's wonderful. Just look it up. If you look it up, you can find it on the Second Life Merchants, or just do a search in Second Life and find it. Or head over to assassinsgrid.com. They have a website. You can also find them on Facebook, Assassin's Grid again. Really great community, very active, and this game is beautiful.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm so excited. Can you tell? I'm so excited. I love it. I love the fact that I can just be anywhere, taking over people's lands. I can be anywhere, beating somebody up.
Climbing in your windows, snatching your people.
Yeah, don't go AFK with your hood on. I got killed. It was bad. I was like, who knows I'm here? Who killed me? I loved it.
Well, and you actually got an interview with her, so you'll have that for us.
The girl's name is Akeisha Rudnick. You can look up her profile. She's got the game linked in her profile as well. I love it. Yes, and I will have a thing up on the website in probably the next day or two. It'll be great. Oh, it's awesome. I love it.
Doesn't she get you just all happy and excited when she does that? Don't you just want to go and play?
You want to play. I need more people to kill. Come on.
Wow, we got some craziness going on my computer. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
I heard that. I don't know what that was, but I did hear that.
That would be the trailer that people are bitching at me about that they want to see.
Oh, y'all are in trouble. She dropped a B-bomb in the morning.
Oh, I did, didn't I? It is the lovely Dead Space 2 launch trailer. Go check it out. Go, just go watch. Stop harassing me. Please, go and watch. Go.
And when you're done that, go create your Second Life account and come play with me.
And you need, we do need to mention, guys, Second Life is free, F-R-E-E, free, so long as you have the hard drive space. Yeah, you can play. Fantastical. Amazing. Go ahead.
Sorry. Assassin's Creed, by the way, for those of y'all, it's also free to play inside Second Life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to spend any kind of money.
Well, most of them are free to play. It's just that's how they get you, is because they tell you it's free, and you said, oh, I can spend a couple of lindens on this outfit to play in. That's how they get you.
That's true.
If I'm telling you. I got clothes I need to buy now. Okay, so those of you fans of Limbo, I actually have applause. I should probably use it. let's throw some applause here because this is definitely applause worthy. Limbo, apparently, is beating the Developers' Choice Award nominations. Okay, fantastic. Our finalists for the 11th Annual Game Developer Choice Awards have been named today, with indie-developed Xbox Live arcade game Limbo leading the pack. I actually have a code for Limbo. I've used it months ago, and I've never gotten to play. I just don't have the time. But they're leading the pack, which is fantastic. We celebrate indie game developers, which is why we are making such a big deal about the previous game Jen was talking about. That's innovation. Other nominations include Red Dead Redemption, Mass Effect 2, Call of Duty, Black Ops, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Costume Quest, God of War 3, Heavy Rain, Monday Night Combat, Minecraft, of course, and this is Ginger's favorite, Super Meat Boy.
They kill me with these names.
Super Meat Boy. You can also find a complete list of the nominees this year in each category, such as Best Game Design, Best Handheld, but I'm going to continue and hoping that they can. Best downloadable game. Let me close down some stuff here. Maybe me. I may have too much stuff open. Really? Y'all know how I roll. I got open 50 windows. anyway, so you can go check those out at gamepolitics.com. A complete list of the attendees. I mean, of nominees, or rather, not attendees. The winners are going to be announced at the Game Developers Choice Awards show, which will be Wednesday, March the 2nd, 6:30 p.m. at Moscone Convention Center during the 2011 Game Developers Conference in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Sorry. Everybody right then just thought rice. They're over a certain age.
That's exactly what was going through my head.
See? Branding is amazing. What you got, Jen? What you got?
Rallymaster Pro 3D Off-Road Fun by Fish Labs, now on the iPad. Ooh, yes. Starting immediately, iPad owners can race across the step, gravel, or ice in Rallymaster Pro 3D. With brand new universal app, players can enjoy Off-Road Fun by Fish Labs on the tablet. Race at top speed on 27 ambitious and varied tracks in any weather. The driving behavior changes based on the road surface, weather, and condition of the racer, which requires full attention of the driver. Features are a universal app for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, full Retina high-resolution graphics, 3 game modes, career, time, trail, and adrenaline, 27 varied tracks with different road conditions, optional 3D damage model with repair mini-games. That's kind of neat. Weather simulation, touch and tilt controls with individual settings, and ghost racing. The special offer is $499 USD, $399 or $299, whatever you little Euro people are, for the universal iPad version of Rallymaster Pro 3D. It will be extended until Monday, January 17th. Afterwards, the price is going to increase to $699, so $2 more. If you're into that kind of thing, you like some off-road, but you're at work, can't really do that right now, or your, you know, truck's broke, head on over to the Rallymaster Pro 3D on the App Store.
Okay. Interesting things going on in my browser.
Hot.
I don't know. I am really not sure what's going on with my browser. Okay, so moving along. Let me go back over here. Apparently, you Minecraft people? Wow. Yeah, you guys are amazing. Apparently, the name of the company, by the way, that made this is Mojang. We're not really sure. Guys with the names, really. The online building game has finally passed the 1 millionth sales mark. This is impressive if you consider that the game is not even out of the beta stage yet. Right? Apparently, this is developed by one man. Impressive, Marcus Persson. He's managed to rake in approximately $13 million to date. Mostly on sales of the alpha version of the game. Yes, Rich, he can start his own company. I need a job, Marcus. In December, the game went beta. In addition, the game picked up several Game Developers' Choice Award nominations this week, including the Innovation Award, Best Downloadable Game, and Best Debut. Wow. According to a recent post on his blog, a full release is planned in 2011, and he's quoted as saying, "We've written down major goals we want to do for Minecraft's release, and it looks like the release will happen sometime late this year. Hopefully, we'll be able to set a date soon." You can read more of this over at our friends at Game Politics, or you probably can Google his blog. I'm trying to see if I have a link. I do not. So look him up. I'm pretty sure he's a, or you can find him also at gameindustry.biz, but I'm pretty sure that you can find him. Mark Persson is spelled P-E-R-S-S-O-N. Yeah. I want to be Mark when I grow up.
That is pretty awesome. All right. Well, I have got Bulky Pixels Hysteria Project 2, the best horror gaming experience, returns to the App Store. BulkyPix award-winning iPhone and iPad games publisher today announced the imminent availability of its highly anticipated sequel to the best horror adventure on the iOS, Hysteria Project. Hysteria Project will be available in the App Store January 27, 2011. The game will be compatible with both the iPhone and the iPad. Hysteria Project 2 is a hardcore interactive movie. It's also a 360-degree live-action choose-your-own-adventure survival horror game with a Hitchcock feel thrown in for good measure. The game continues where the first episode ended, in the grips of hysteria and mystery that you, the hero of the game, must uncover or die. Looks like you wake up on a hospital bed, hazy, not remember much of what happened to you. As you come to, you're amazed to discover that you have a tattoo on your arm, a tattoo you don't remember getting. Oh, that sounds like one of my drunken nights. A clash of metal stirs you from your thoughts. You hear footsteps, and they are getting stronger, louder, and faster. You make out a silhouette in the distance. He is back. Oh, yeah. Hysteria Project 2 takes you on a hardcore ride where you are the hero of an entirely filmed adventure. Follow the video clips, keep a sharp eye on what's going on around you, and most importantly of all, make the right choices at the right time, or suffer the consequences and fall prey to your folly.
I knew that was coming.
Yes, this actually sounds kind of fun. Again, it's going to be available on the App Store January 27th. I am not seeing any kind of price for it, though. So I guess just keep an eye out for it on the 27th.
Well, it's almost time for us to go. I'm going to throw one more in here. Just one more. Just one. Apparently, cross-device beats single-device gaming in Europe and the U.S. This is the result of a January 2011 survey amongst 10,000 social gamers of leading mobile web gaming network, It's My Game World. 45% of gamers in the U.S. and Europe use two different devices for playing the same mobile web games. 38% use only their mobile device to play social games, and 10% are already playing social games with four or more different devices, like the mobile phone, PC, gaming console, tablet, or TV. That would be me. Antonio Ventstable, CEO of It's My. God, people with the names. He's saying 2011 will be the year of cross-device and browser gaming. The mobile phone is still the first device to play our social games, but netbooks, gaming consoles, iPods, and tablets are catching up rapidly. And for the first time, we have internet TV showing up in the gaming statistics. Did I not tell you we're going to have a fight over this? There's a fight coming. Juca, I'm not going to pronounce your last name, good sir or good man, because good God. I'll spell it for you guys so you can see what I'm talking about. S-A-A-R-E-L-A-I-N-E-N. I'm not going to do it. He's the CTO, he or she, is saying with our sophisticated gaming platform, we can meet the customer's demand to play the same social games with a favorite device and internet browser of the moment without any limitations of gameplay or available features, which is awesome. And It's My is a developer of mobile social games and worldwide gaming network. With integrated virtual goods systems, they currently offer 100-plus free-to-play games in the mobile web with a single sign-on across all internet devices, which is amazing. The mobile games that daily played by gamers are from 80 countries around the world and the mobile web and Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can check them out. They apparently did not give us a website, but I think that's amazing. They do have a Facebook, of course, if it's not this country's Facebook, so it's going to be a little different for you. It's m.facebook.com/itsmy. Also for Twitter for them, it's going to be m.twitter.com/itsmy. Or you can visit m.itsmy.com. Right? Right? And it's time for us to go.
Oh, no, it's time for us to go.
It is time for us to go.
Y'all didn't bring us any pizza, so we're out of here.
Well, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Yeah. Bye, guys.